This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, it is 5:40. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila, and Shantanis from our news desk joins us for Keep in View. Today, we're looking at a report on how businesses are adapting to the pandemic, mainly the shift happening within the co-working space sector. Shan, tell us more.
Yeah, so this was from a report on The Star, which discussed about a couple of businesses and how they are diversifying. And one of the more interesting ones was this cafe cum pet boarding place in Tanjung Bunga, Penang, which converted itself into a working space. And the unique value they are offering now is it's catering to working people with pets. And the owner is Tan Li Ping, and she said that working from home or having flexible working hours is becoming, you know, like a corporate norm and preferred by many business people. So by allowing them to bring their pets, they hope to solve pet parents' concerns of having to leave their pets at home. And basically, it was seen as a solution for their business as well, because they didn't have many customers due to the MCO and pandemic. So they leveraged on the work from home concept to create a product. In fact, you know, in many other countries, they are now offering these co-working spaces where they have resident animals in these locations. And this is to keep people company when they are working there. Apparently, it's more calming. It's making them more efficient and things like that. So this is slightly different. They don't have resident animals there, but you can bring your own animals. So this is how some of the businesses, which don't have a lot of people coming in, they have converted into a different sort of business altogether.
So the report also says that hotels are also sort of getting into this co-working space game in their own way. They're diversifying and tapping into this work from home concept by turning them into room offices. Yeah. That sounds quite interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, so the tourism industry, you know, obviously, they've been affected, and many hotel operators have also closed shop in the last 1 year, right? So some hotels have been converting into office, come staycation, come room kind of space setup. So a hotel operator in the report was quoted saying, like, there's a new demand for workspaces, and the demand is also evolving from traditional workspaces, how we used to view workspaces, right? So he said the response has been encouraging so far, because these people prefer, you know, a calm, relaxing environment instead of a rigid workplace. And he believes that hotel rooms give this special ambiance, or among others, besides, you know, you get to enjoy the facilities, the swimming pool, or, you know, the gym, the utilities, and perhaps a nice view, I guess. And I also personally know someone who's been doing this for a while, who works from different hotels every now and then, because she told me that it gives her focus to finish her work, her projects, and the idea that she has paid for it. And it gives her much more reason to be efficient and meet the deadlines. And also, I guess, I don't know. I mean, it is not like co-working space. You see, you are working alone in a room also. I definitely feel that, you know, that focus you can get from there. And also from, you know, all different kinds of distraction at home, your children and all that. And specifically in her case, she also says she didn't want to stay at home with her mother-in-law. So a lot of reasons, but it works for her.
So we want to know, I guess, have you seen interesting co-working spaces popping up, right? So whether it's hotels, which we've talked about on the show before, or whether it is even a pet boarding cafe kind of space that now allows you to grab your dog or cat and, you know, kind of grab your dog, cat and laptop and head out to a co-working space. We want to know, what are some of the more interesting spaces you've been working in recently? Call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018 789 8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Sean, thank you very much for that Keep in View.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.